Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in as we're live here. I like to let it build up, man. I know how to do this.
I liked how you were liking that.
I let it build up, baby.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to you out there as we are here live, Buffalo Wild Wings. Congratulations to our first winner. Still got multiple prizes for you to win as we will be here till 6 o'clock here in spring. Come on out, have a good time. I saw the Bud Light girls walking around, having a good time with some of our listeners here as well. And come on out.
I think you done scared them off, man.
I ain't scared them off. They ain't look scared, man.
There they are. There they go.
They didn't look scared now.
Hello. Do it, lady.
They look like they're good to go. You ain't scared, are you? No, she ain't scared. She's not scared. She might be.
Easy.
But come on out here and enjoy yourself with us. Win prizes. Get you some good food, some good drinks as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, please jump in on this as well. Tyler, Clint. I've been seeing this a lot. Boy, if the Texans can beat the Chiefs, if they can, I think I heard Sean and Seth talking about this, those demons in Kansas City, if they can get this game, if they can win this game, that they'll feel different. The Texans will believe, like, yeah, everything's been going well, but they're losing. They don't win primetime games late or whatever, and the Chiefs, they haven't been able to solve. Do you guys get a sense that maybe the Chiefs are in their head and that this is a mental thing to overcome as much as it is a thing on the field? Do you get the feeling that the Chiefs are in the Texans' heads and this is something that they got to get over?
No, I don't think so. I think D'Amico's done a good job of building the team in a way, being mentally strong. I don't think there's a lot of that. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, they've just not been good in prime time. They've not been good against the Chiefs, you know, historically speaking. So there's some of that that's got to be, you know, you got to be conscious and aware of that, and maybe be a little bit more focused. But no, I don't think right now the Chiefs are a team that's in the head of the opponent at this point in time.
I don't either. Now I get that from the Ravens. I think there's a mental thing with the Texans and the Ravens. But I don't get that with the Chiefs. Like, I don't get, like, in the middle of the game that the Texans are like, oh boy, here we go. When the Ravens when they play the Ravens, some reason that game, they're just a bad matchup for the Texans. And I know they beat the Silver Springs Ravens earlier this year, but they didn't have a lot of their guys. I think that still will be a thing next year when they play them. But I don't get that from the Chiefs. I know they haven't beaten the Chiefs, but Clint, I've gotten the feeling they haven't beaten the Chiefs just because they just got beat, not because oh, here we go, yeah. or there's some sort of mental thing that they got to get over. Maybe the prime time thing or winning a big game, but I don't know if that's the case. They beat Buffalo the last couple of times they played them, and they beat Buffalo prime time. I think to me the Ravens are the only team that I look at to where, like, going into the game, like, there may be an advantage from a mental standpoint against the Texans, because when the real Ravens have been able to play, they've completely dominated the game. Like, I think when they played the Chiefs, and we've heard it in press conferences, I think the Texans have walked away under DeMeco. They've walked away thinking, damn, I think we could have won that game. So I feel like it's a bit different.
Yeah, look, I think we've talked a lot about how, for whatever reason, the Texans are a bad matchup for the Buffalo Bills. And the Texans have beat the Buffalo Bills multiple times. I get that same vibe in a reverse form with Baltimore, to your point, that it's just a bad matchup with Houston. I don't think there's an intimidation factor. I think it's just a bad matchup. Now, when you get to Kansas City, I just think the days are over right now, unless they return. I think the days are over of them being the team that they take the field with, and the opponent feels like they need to get outside their identity or get outside of their skin because the Chiefs can go do X, Y, and Z, or because the Chiefs are this good. Like, I think that has died off in the league over the last year. So I don't think it impacts – it's not just the Texans. I don't think it impacts any of their opponents the way it used to. So not as Texans-specific, but more about just who the Chiefs are right now.
Texans. Someone texted in. They're in my head. if the Texans don't beat KC this Sunday, I don't know when they will. No, the Chiefs are in the Texans fans' heads, but not the players. Maybe the case. Again, like I said, the two teams, if you look at the teams that have been the AFC at the top, the AFC, the three teams have been Buffalo, Kansas City, yeah. and Baltimore. And for me, we've watched the Texans play those three teams multiple times in this run that DeMeco's been here in the last 2+ years. It looks different to me from the Texans when they play the Bills and the Chiefs. I get when Derrick Henry starts going early. Oh God, here we go. I get that and mentally in their mind. I don't. I think they're fine. I don't think there's a mental advantage for the Chiefs in this game against the Texans.
You can argue. Now, I don't know how many conversations like this have gone on in
other cities.
Well, no, I'm just talking about as the Texans built this roster, I don't know how much of this was the focus, but you can argue that they built a roster to defeat the Chiefs. You know, when you talk about the speed on the edges and be able to rush the passer, when you talk about the corners that can play man, that can be physical at the line of scrimmage, you know, you've built a monster here that by design, in theory, is going to be, if you're hitting on all cylinders, is going to be cause some real problems for an offense like the Kansas City Chiefs, who rely heavily on their quarterback holding the football a lot of the time and running around and making plays. The way that they pursue the ball, the way they're built, first of all, but then the way that they pursue the ball, the physicality, you can argue, again, I don't know if it was by design, but you can argue they're built in a fashion to really cause problems for Kansas City. And to your other point, they're clearly not built in a way to counter Baltimore with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson running downhill. They're clearly not built, even though they've had a ton of success. I don't think they're necessarily built to Buffalo with Josh Allen, if you're going to use him in the +1 run game and you're going to use your run game. They're not necessarily built for that, but for whatever reason, they've got their numbers. So I think it's a good matchup. And here's the deal. You're catching the Chiefs at a time when if you're the Texans, you typically have played up. Like you've gone to this game and you know you're playing the Super Bowl champ. You know you're playing the best in the league. They're going to win 12 or 13 games. How do you match up against them? Can you go shock the world? This is not one of those games. This is one of those games where, yeah, you got to go play in a tough environment, but you feel like you're on a very, very level playing field with the Kansas City Chiefs right now. And so I think it's a different vibe all the way around. I think this is a game where you go in there and you can, if you're being honest, with them Chiefs injuries, hell, you could say let's go in there and bully these boys and show who the best team is versus let's go shock the world. So I think it's a different approach to the game overall.
Yeah. Someone texted, I do think the refs may be in our heads.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is an interesting point because in the end of the playoff game, multiple people went to the after the game of the media, including D'Amico, Will Anderson. I think Joe Mixon had it initially got fined and then they revoked it. Talking about the officiating and that was
the Chiefs are in bed with the refs.
I would imagine that's a big point of emphasis from D'Amico this week. Just play and not worry about that other stuff. Because I mean, when they were talking about it after the game, you clearly see it was something they were thinking about. So, again, even with that though, I think this is a team that's matured and not in that space anymore. So, yeah, man, I think there is I don't think there's a mental advantage like some may think. Some people are talking about. I don't know that it's the hurdle that a lot of people are talking about. All right, again, if you're on your way on out here, make your way out here. We've got a couple more hours. We're still hooking people up with prizes. Get you some food, get you some drink, do your thing. And if you're on your way, our guy Shea right here, he is waiting for you. All you got to do is grab a ticket, and you can be a part of our raffle and have a chance to win. We've got autographed football. We've got another projector we're going to hook somebody else up with over the next couple of hours. So come on out and have a good time. Grab you a beer, grab you whatever kind of drink. I had me a little mule. Clint's been fully dressed over here. What'd you get, Dos Equis?
No, it was a Coors Light.
Oh, Coors Light. Of course it was. Yeah, my fault. What was I thinking? Fully dressed, Coors Light. And it's a good time to be had out here.